And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right, covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. That would be Alabama. I'm talking about we send our signal way on down south of Birmingham, up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, back over to Gadsden, parts of Georgia and Tennessee and even Mississippi, thrown in just for good measure. So, I'm looking at the text line, got several things here. John from Huntsville says, Phil, as long as a Republican wins the 2024 presidential race, I don't care which candidate wins, but I think the Democrats are preparing to cheat. Well, that would fit. So, anyway, I get it, man. Lori from Jackson says, I don't trust DeSantis. He seems to be surrounding himself with rhinos. I'm not arguing the point. I'm just asking, which one's the rhino? Who are you saying? Lori from Jackson, qualify that with a name. Tell me who the rhino is. David from Huntsville, I was unsure whether DeSantis should start his campaign talking to Elon Musk, but it's probably a smart primary move. Go DeSantis. That's David from Huntsville. Gina from Athens, someone please tell Donald Trump that attacking DeSantis is very distasteful. I hate that people who say they are of the party attack each other. Trump was never my first pick. I did vote for him because he was a Republican at the time, but just stop, in all caps. I did like the things Trump did for America, but just stop already. That's Gina from Athens. I suspect that we're going to hear a lot of this over the next year, Boom.
it's going to be back and forth.
Oh, yeah.
All over. I agree we shouldn't tear down our own party.
Yeah.
But, also I understand they're trying to get that nomination. So.
Well, I hate it.
Yeah.
But there's this old saying that negative works. It's just ridiculous. But I think at some point, too, negative blows back on you. You can take it too far. You can make it unnecessary, and you can wind up getting yourself in trouble. But all right, number one, triple dipper, race baiters and charlatans. I don't know which one to start with. I got so much stuff here. I'll tell you what, let me start with this. Let me go down to the second story in my stack. So you may recall this, that just last week, President Biden gave a commencement address at Howard University, a historically black university. So Biden went and gave this speech, and what this the whole premise of this dipper, race baiters and charlatans, is just to segue directly off of my opening monologue, the fact that I believe that conservatives and the Republican Party are more diverse than first of all we ever get credit for, but secondly that we are far more diverse and accepting without sacrificing principles than the progressive left. The progressive left, when they don't have a response, when they don't know what else to do, they scream racism. And the race baiters come out in form. I'm just saying. And there's an old saying, as an attorney, I can just tell you, there's an old saying, I remember one of my law school professors saying it to us. He said, when the facts are in your favor, argue the facts. And when the law is in your favor, argue the law. And if nothing's in your favor, just bang your hand on the podium and do the best you can. And that's the case. When you see them beginning to yell racism, it's because they don't know what else to do because they're not winning the argument. And so what they've got to do is they got to tear something down by instilling fear. And right now, one of their favorite fear ploys remains the specter of racism. Now, before some of y'all in the more liberal side of the ruffian audience take issue, understand that I'm not saying at all that racism doesn't exist. I'm not. It's real. I know it's out there. Is it systemic in America? No. Do we have laws in place that protect people from racism? Yes. Can I mandate every single thought or action of an individual? No. But do we have everything it takes in a society for someone to succeed, to achieve, to thrive, if you will? Right here, even in Alabama, despite their skin color? And the answer is yes. If you try to portray to me that race will always keep you down, then I'm going to call you a liar. That's an excuse. Because the examples of why it's not the case are out there. And guess what? If you're ignoring them, it just means you already have a narrative built in your mind and you don't want to deal with it. Some of the more famous examples, let's take a look. Condoleezza Rice, if you're not familiar, she was born in Jim Crow, Alabama. She was. Condoleezza Rice was born in Jim Crow, Alabama. She served as the Secretary of State and the National Security Advisor for the President of the United States, and she is now the president of a major university. How about let's take a look. What's another? Tim Scott. Tim Scott's running for U.S. president right now. He's a U.S. senator from South Carolina. That's a southern state. And he'll tell you for a fact that, in his own words, he defies, his own personal story defies the left narrative. How about Justice Clarence Thomas? He grew up in a segregated South, very poor, had nothing. He is now a justice of the U.S. Supreme Court with an incredible legal pedigree. And he's a man of great letters. And I'll just tell you, at every turn, you can find the narrative being busted. But what do? They still scream racism. And what did the president do last week? He went to Howard University. And instead of being the president who could rally people, instead of being the guy who could stand up there and say, you too can make a difference, he stood up there and he said, you too need to understand that you have to live in fear. That's what he did. He postured it as bringing hope. I even saw some like Axios or something saying his speech was designed to instill hope. No, it wasn't. His speech was designed to pander. And he got up there and he told a crowd of young black intellectuals. He said, stand up against the poison. White supremacy is the single most dangerous terrorist threat in our homeland. That's the president of the United freaking States who is telling graduates from college, oh man, we're a racist nation and you got to stand up to it. And then he went on to say, I'm not just saying this because I'm at a black HBCU, historically black college university. I say this wherever I go. Sure you do. Sure you do. Biden said that the U.S. is still embroiled in this long battle against racism, but said that the graduating class of 2023 would carry out the work to redeem the soul of this nation. Do you remember back when Michelle Obama said she was finally proud of this nation for the first time in her life? Remember that? As if there is nothing good about who we are as a people. You just heard the President of the United States stand up and tell a group of young black men and women that they live in a country that they need to try to redeem. Really? So let me get this straight. You're the guy who's going to represent our nation to the rest of the world when you go to the G7 summit and NATO alliances and everything. You're the guy? Your stance on who we are as a people is to be a race baiter? Well, it comes from the top down, y'all. And, you know, I'll say this. A guy named John Miltimore, who works for the Foundation for Economic Education, he said, the Democratic Party spent most of the 19th century and much of the 20th using overt racism to win their elections. They're doing it again in the 21st century. Their racism just looks a lot different than the 19th century version. Yeah, so you don't have people in chains anymore, but you do have people you're trying to enslave with the oppressed sense that we are a racist nation that still needs to be redeemed. I got news. We have been blessed, and we have done everything it takes. You find me a law on the books that allows racism. I can't change someone's mindset. I can't change their perceptions or their prejudices. I can work against it, but I can tell you this. As a former legislator myself, I will do what it takes to pass laws that prevent it and that enforce not having it and that give people equal playing fields, not equity, equality of opportunity. Well, then there was this article on AL.com. Oh, Lord, you went to AL.com. Yes, I did. So AL.com every once in a while has some real reporting, but they have a lot of race baiting too. AL.com headline came out last Friday, I think it was. Pushed out of school, Alabama's culture of removal takes a toll on black students. Okay. Oh, you can't see what I'm rubbing my face right now. So this article, and you can see I'm holding it up to the camera now. It's all highlighted and marked up and got notes written on it. This article is designed to read like it's a report, like they're giving you the news. Hey, just the facts here, just the facts. But in fact, it's an opinion. It starts out to prove a premise. In other words, they gathered up what they needed to prove an already established in their mind premise. The premise is that Alabama schools are racist. huh? No, they're not. Are there schools where there's behavioral problems? Sure. Are there neighborhoods where they have less advantage than others? Yes. Are there places in Alabama where the schools are better off than the schools in other parts of Alabama? Yeah, and that's just life, man. And maybe if we had some school choice, people could move. How about that? But then you look at it and go, okay, but if your premise is that school discipline is harder on black kids, all right, I got to say, you've got an agenda. Now, on this show, this is an opinion show, all right? When you tune in, you're going to hear solid conservative and just plain right, which we know is our way of saying this is a conservative show. You're tuning in for the conservative viewpoint. You're tuning in to get the verbiage to the things that you already know you feel, and sometimes you've already got your own verbiage and you hear mine and you collaborate, and I get all kinds of input from you guys on text and everything else. This is a collaborative opinion piece, and I make no bones about it. When I see an article like this from AL.com that does not have the words opinion attached to it, then I know that we've got somebody with an agenda who's trying to pretend they're a reporter. All right, so here's the story. It says, after some of his friends smelled like weed during the first semester of his senior year at Paul Bear Bryant High School in Tuscaloosa, CJ, last name removed, his hopes disappeared. It was all taken away from me for no reason. Taken away from me like it was a joke, CJ said. He was never charged with a crime. It says that because he was never charged with a crime. He was held in in-school suspension, disqualified from playing baseball, and eventually sentenced to alternative school, paying a steep price for proclaiming his own innocence. In Alabama, it states, black students are nearly twice as likely to face every type of classroom removal as compared to their white peers. I am calling bunk on that. Now, do they have stats? Well, of course they do. Let me talk about those stats for a minute. Bunch of race baiters. It says, during the 2018-2019 school year, Alabama students spent 203,000 days in alternative school. And although black students only make up 32% of the population in 2019, they served almost 60% of those alternative school days. Okay. White students, who make up about 55% of the population, served only 33% of the days. Okay. And that's how you base things. When we come back from this break, I'm going to take that down a road. And I got to ask you, ponder this while we go to break. Are they taking into account the demographic makeup of various regions of the state? The answer is no. They're looking for a cumulative. But if you have a disciplinary problem in one school, and that one school happens to be predominantly white, then you're going to say that more white kids are being disciplined in that school than black kids. If you have a school that's predominantly black because of what its zip code is, then you're going to wind up having more kids disciplined that are black. And if you look around, you have to break it down on a case by case. You can't blanket like this. Think it through. We'll talk right back when we get on the air again in a moment. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Be right back. And we're back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right, where common sense is a superpower. So I was talking about number one of the triple dipper, race baiters and charlatans. And I've got more. We're going to go down the road here a little bit, take it through the top of the hour, I'm sure. But listen, right here in Alabama, like for instance, this story that I'm talking about with AL.com. That's a thick one, isn't it? You could tell. Like I've got a whole book in my hand. I mean, how many pages does it take to write something where it says, it's mean to have discipline in schools because it hurts black children? What an insult. What an insult that is. I mean, the very idea, stop insulting black people by telling them that they're more prone to be harmed because people enforce the rules. That's just crap. And I look at it and go, okay, so right now this article, the premise of this article is in Alabama, black students are nearly twice as likely to face every type of classroom removal as compared to their white peers, which is such a sorry way of handling the facts. When you broad brush them like that, it can look bad. But when you break it down, you begin to realize, oh, wait a minute. Hang on a second. If you go community by community, then you begin to see that the demographics play in a little differently. Like if it's a predominantly white school, then, I mean, like let's say you go to, I'm just trying to pick one, I don't know, Mountain Brook, predominantly white school, you're going to wind up seeing the preponderance of the kids being disciplined, who are disciplined, being white. If you go down to, I don't know, Butler County, Greene County, and you go to a high school that is predominantly black, guess what? Then you're going to find that the majority of kids in that school that are disciplined are going to wind up being black. It's just the nature of it. But then what about this? What if you have a school where the leadership of the school is not enforcing standards or not applying things in an even manner, and it creates an undisciplined environment? Or you have gang activity, or you have something else that happens in the inner cities that you don't have in the rural areas, or vice versa. And then what you're looking at there is not only demographics, but geographics begin to play in. But the very idea that they're going to say, well, you know, it's just stacked against them because they were born, you know, children of color, they're going to get picked on by the teachers. Yeah, you know, what happens is when you go to school in Alabama, well, they're going to go ahead and you got a good strong chance of you getting disciplined if you're black. No, you're not. You got a good strong chance of being disciplined if you break the rules. That's what it is. So this is a false narrative. Race baiters and charlatans is the name of this whole section. And they go on and they point out, too, in a later part of that same article, the introduction of zero tolerance policies in the 1990s marked a punitive turn for schools, and teenagers, particularly black young men, were described as being super predators who were falsely portrayed as being predisposed to criminal activity. No, they weren't. So the very idea, zero tolerance policies of the 1990s, I guess what you're saying here is, hey, let's relax the standards, and if you're black, we should probably lighten up and not enforce the rules against you. This is absolutely an insult to the members of the black community in Alabama. It just absolutely is. It's like saying they can't follow the rules, and so therefore we should lighten up because they're being harmed. No, they're not. The whole article was written on that kind of awful premise. But then I look at it and think, well, that's what the progressive left does, though. They try to build a systemic sense of oppression because they want you to live in fear. And I'm just going to tell you have every right to stand on your own two feet in this nation, regardless of your skin color. Take a look at the presidential candidacies that we have right now on the Republican platform alone. You've got everything. You've got all of them. You've got men, women, young, old. You've got first generation Americans. You've got people of color. You've got black men and white men and women and all of, I mean, I'm just saying. And there are several of them that came from very disadvantaged backgrounds in America. Guess what? You can be anything you want to. The question is, do you want to? And then you look at things like, oh my gosh, what did they just do at UCal Berkeley? Oh my gosh. Race baiters and charlatans. Listen, when we get back from this break, I'm going to curl your hair with what just happened this past weekend at a major university in California. How they went so far beyond the pale that you have to wonder, how does their campus even function anymore? Because they're so determined to make sure that race baiters and charlatans are given a leg up. I'll tell you all about it. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. all you right.
You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio, Phil Williams here live on the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national covering down on all the issues. And yeah, like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. Well, stay tuned at the bottom of the hour. We'll have a conversation with State Representative Susan DuBose, who is going to be calling from Montgomery because they're in session as we speak. But I tell you what, Boomer, you got that sound clip? So I found an audio clip as I was preparing for today's show, and I'm doing this section. I'm going to finish it up during this segment here called Race Baiters and Charlatans. And I just said a moment ago before I went to break how so much of what we're seeing is just, it's just an insult to people of color. Like they can't get by in life unless, you know, someone finally helps them to redeem what they've had to be saddled with. No. This is a land of opportunity. There's a sound clip I want you to hear right now. It's a guy giving a speech. His name is Brandon Tatum. I don't know anything about him. I will tell you this. He's a black man. Listen to what he has to say.
White privilege. I think that's the most racist concept I've ever heard in my life. Because as a black man, you're telling me that you're better than me. That's what I hear. Because I ask anybody, wait till we go to Q&A. Somebody gonna disagree with me. What benefits do you have that I don't have? They got to get racist after that. Well, I can go to school. Well, you think I'm not as smart as you? Think I can't make a 4.0 GPA? You think I can't do that? You racist. That's what you are. Oh, you can't get a job like me. Oh, you think I'm not qualified like you are? You think I don't have the hustle, I don't have the grind to get a job? Are you crazy? Black people can't vote because they don't have IDs. You think I'm dumb enough not to have an ID? You're a racist. That's what they say. Well, you can't get pulled over by police. You think I don't know how to act and behave myself and conduct myself? You think I can't start a business? I own a few businesses. You think when I fill out that application to do that business or have my attorneys do build one of my businesses, my energy drink company, you think they said, well, he's black. Well, we can't represent him. No, it's all bull crap, man. Don't fall for it. Don't fall for it. It's all designed to make us hate each other.
There you go. Wow. So well said. So well said. And it just, you know, first of all, don't ever get put in the position where you have to apologize for being white. And oh, by the way, don't ever get in the position where you feel like you're underprivileged just because you're black. And oh, by the way, don't ever stop and think for a second that this nation is not a nation where you can succeed regardless of what the color of your skin looks like. And yet, who keeps dividing us? All right? Race baiters and charlatans. Is it the Republican Party doing that? Is it the conservative movement doing that? No. Take a look at what just happened this past weekend. Story here about UCal Berkeley. By the way, all these resources are available on the website. You can go and see them. Go grab them yourself. Pull them down. Email them to somebody if you want to. Just read them again. But if you go to our website, rightsideradio.org, go to the live stream tab, and on there you'll see not only the inside of the studio as we're talking on the mics, but you'll also see a button that says resources. Every article you hear me rattling on the microphone for each dipper is in there. You can pull them down yourself. This one came from News Wars. California Democratic Congresswoman Maxine Waters even delivered a video message to the all-black crowd at UCal Berkeley when they did a separate graduation ceremony just for African Americans. Why would they do that? And she said to them, this is definitely your time. Don't let anyone tell you any differently. We're counting on you to fix the problems we've been fighting for so long, to correct and enable this country to live up to its promise. It can and should be a land of equal opportunity because everyone will benefit when all of us live up to our potential. Blah, 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 word salad, gobbledygook. I've been in office too long, Maxine Waters. And she went on to say, you know, equal opportunity at a segregated event. What the heck, man? Well, get this. UCal Berkeley held a black-only graduation ceremony in which they talked about reparations and everything else and had Maxine Waters give her statement. Then they also, by the way, held a lavender graduation for the LGBTQ community on campus. Then they also, by the way, held a Chicanx and Latinx graduation for Hispanic students. They also, by the way, held a Pacifica, spelled with a K. I didn't know that was out there. A Pacifica graduation for Pacific Islander students. And then they held a Pilipinx for Filipino students. What the heck? Do they not see what they've just done? They just took the campus, divided it up into little bitty pieces, and said, all y'all need to have your own moment because all y'all ain't right. I don't know where the white kids graduated. I have no idea. What did the white kids do? I don't know. I guess the white kids, they mailed them their diploma is what I'm guessing. hit the camera and grab the microphone. You got to get on here because your reaction was priceless.
That was really good.
I'm pretty sure. I mean, what'd they do?
That's exactly what I was about to say. Were the white kids, they just probably put them at the end of the summer.
Are they allowed to graduate?
They're probably not allowed right now. But, excuse me, sir. You got to go another semester.
Excuse me. Pardon me. Young man, you appear to be white. we're going to have to hold your diploma.
Yeah.
What, hold it till when? Well, we'll just have to hold it.
We're just going to have to hold it.
Yeah. Did you take my tuition? Well, yes. Because you sat in our classrooms. Well, let me have my diploma. Well, but you're white. That's what I'm saying. My God. A lavender graduation.
Oh, my goodness.
They had a black graduation, a lavender graduation, a Latinx Chicanx.
That's all they're trying to do graduation. Is just divide.
It's all they're doing.
Divide us and turn everybody on everybody else.
Oh, my gosh. You'll also be glad to know that University of Minnesota is in high form. The public college there, Public University, Minnesota, is giving out paid internships that exclude white people. That's not the way it's supposed to work. You know, they say in this article from Base Politics dated yesterday, segregation and open race discrimination are making a comeback, this time in progressive bastions like our higher education system, all in the name of diversity, equity, and inclusion. The University of Minnesota just got hit with a federal civil rights complaint. Good for them. Because it's openly conditioning a paid internship program on the basis of race. It says their multicultural summer research opportunities program is an intensive 10-week summer program in which undergraduate students of color work full-time with a faculty mentor on a research project. I wonder if any of those faculty are white. White professor, stand down. We're going to send you interns for the summer, but they're only going to be people of color. And that's just the way we roll. Okay. It also, by the way, helps with pay. It pays a $6,000 a month stipend. $6,000 total. And a condition of the program is only open to students who identify as a student of color or Native American. God almighty. But the race baiters and charlatans, I think one of my favorites, though, in recent days. One of my favorites in recent days. Boomer, I don't know if you heard this or not, but Florida is now deemed a racist state.
Oh, really?
Did you know
Florida
that?
Is?
Yeah, Florida.
Really?
Yeah, Florida. NAACP issues a travel advisory for Florida in response to DeSantis's DEI restrictions.
Oh.
So, yeah. Washington Examiner article 2 days ago. The National Association for the, by the way, the NAACP used to do great things, and now they're a laughingstock. The National Association for the Advancement of Colored People issued a travel advisory for Florida alleging increased racism against black people. No evidence of it, just that Ron DeSantis banned DEI from public universities. So somehow or another, that equates to racism. The advisory was issued on the board of directors' decision citing Governor Ron DeSantis's Republican of Florida, moved to restrict diversity, equity, and inclusion programs in education. The travel advisory from the NAACP claims that his so-called leadership has made the state hostile to all non-white and LGBTQ people.
Oh, I'm sure it's so hostile down there.
Yeah. Mm. Here's her statement. Quote, Florida is openly hostile towards African Americans, people of color, and LGBTQ plus individuals. Before traveling to Florida, please understand the state of Florida devalues and marginalizes the contributions of and the challenges faced by African Americans and communities of color. On a seeming quest to silence African American voices, the governor and the state of Florida have shown that African Americans are not welcome in the state of Florida. By the way, next article, Fox News, NAACP director. Guess where he lives? Tampa, Florida.
Well, that's just ironic, isn't it? Just, that's funny.
Come on. NAACP board members.
You can't make it up.
I can't make it up. Race baiters and charlatans, man. NAACP Board of Directors Chairman Leon Russell pushed back against criticism for his organization's travel advisory for black people in the state of Florida while he himself lives in the Tampa Bay area. And he called it just BS that they would call him out on it. Oh, my gosh. But then, I'll be honest with you, we now have Tim Scott in the race for president. Tim Scott, a black man who has defied the narrative that in some way the Republican Party is not a place where people of color are welcome, that conservatism and somehow is antithetical to black people being able to rise above any situations they could have been born into. He defies those narratives openly, and yet, Whoopi Goldberg on The View suggested that Scott has what she calls Clarence Thomas syndrome. What the heck does that even mean? How insulting did she just get? He has Clarence Thomas syndrome. What she just basically called him was an Uncle Tom. That's what she just did. That's what she just did. Because Thomas, if you recall, is a U.S. Supreme Court justice, a conservative man, a man of color, who has been attacked by the left for years because he doesn't toe the line on what they believe should be the politics of being black. And I'm going to tell you, race baiters and charlatans like that need to stop and recognize that what they have there is a role model in Clarence Thomas, and what they have is a role model in Tim Scott. And so for Whoopi Goldberg to say that somehow or another he's got Clarence Thomas syndrome, his response, and I love this, he told Trey Gowdy, meekness is not weakness. I believe in the gospel. I believe Matthew 5:44 says, love your enemies. But if you break in my house, I also believe in the Second Amendment. All right, that's it. I'm going to wrap that one up. I'm getting mad. We'll read some of your text messages when we get back. If you want to text in your comments on anything I just said, 833-687-4448. That's 833-68-RIGHT. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. So we're going to wind up tying that whole section up with a conversation with State Representative Susan DeBose, because one of the charlatans out there in the world of liberal politics is one of the charlatan's tricks is the notion that men can be women and women can be men. We're going to cover that with her because I want to get an update on where her legislation sits. She is currently the sponsor of what is known as the What is the Woman Act. And so we're gonna talk about that with State Representative Susan DeBose here in a few minutes. In the meantime, I'll run over to the text lines. Lori from Jackson, okay, she texted in earlier that she felt like DeSantis was surrounding himself with rhinos, and I asked, who are you worried about? She says Karl Rove, for one. Okay, but I did go back and look, and I can't find any evidence, though, Lori, that Karl Rove is working for the DeSantis campaign. I did see where Rove was saying he sees no good reason why Trump is going to be insulting and slandering DeSantis right now. because it's counterproductive, he feels like. But nonetheless, I don't think Karl Rove is actually working for DeSantis. Bob from Decatur says, do we have any knowledge of anything being put into place where the Democrats cannot cheat this election like they did last one? This is what we all need to be concerned with going into the election. How secure will it be? I think there's been a number of states, Alabama even, Georgia certainly, a number of others that certainly tightened up their laws at the state level. Some did not, but I do believe that some of the problems have been worked out. And Bob, we just got to keep our heads on a swivel and watch. So thanks for texting. Chris from Athens, the left never let such annoying things as facts get in the way of their narrative. Great point, Chris from Athens. Andrew from Tony, Alabama, sends me a, Biden's cheat sheet. That's funny. All right, thank you, sir. Appreciate it. Brian from Huntsville says, ludicrous. Any man, any color should be able to reach for the stars. Like the Rush song, the trees we see going. Yeah, I get it, man. You're right, Brian. Anita from South Huntsville, I completely agree. The power that the accusation of racism has had is actually great proof for just how much our nation is not racist, because everyone understands how heinous racism is. Most Americans defer to such an accusation and try to be respectful when faced with it. But unfortunately, that's also a perfect formula for abuse. Wow. That was a profound text. Thank you, Anita. Appreciate it. Bev from Madison, we were a military family, so we experienced several school districts. I taught during the zero tolerance, and my kids were in school then. I did not agree with zero tolerance, and it was my experience as a teacher and a mom that male students were affected by zero tolerance much more than female students. Okay, and she says, P.S., race did not matter. All right, Bev, great point. Appreciate that very much. Thank you, and thanks for what you did. Tony from Piedmont. Well, anyway, he's congratulating us on a good show. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. Scott from Decatur. Phil, the discipline stats may indicate a problem with staff prosecutorial discretion. Right, there you go. Frank from Huntsville. On the black internship in Minnesota, all the white person has to do is identify as black and they can be in. That's, you know what? Just identify. Boomer, that's how you and I get some of those reparations, man.
That's what it is. And yeah. That's probably where what all the, you know, white people did during that graduation. They just identified as, you know, one of the others.
They had to.
Yeah. Because they wouldn't have graduated.
They identified as Lavender or Latinx or Chicanx or what was the other one? Pacifica.
Pacifica.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, oh.
Oh, man.
Mom, Dad, they say all the tuition money was for nothing. Son, listen, just tell them you're black. Oh, got it. I'm in.
I got it.
Got my diploma. There's a song by the Indigo Girls years ago. Loved that song called "Closer to Fine." It had one line in there that said, talking about college. It said, "I spent 4 years prostrate to the higher mind, got my paper, and I was free." It's a good song. Good song. Ruffian. That's Ruffian. Ruffian from Huntsville says, "Whoopi Goldberg's real name is Karen." What? But I take issue with the idea that Karen is an insult, because I know some wonderful Karens. You know some wonderful Karens.
I know some wonderful Karens.
Wonderful Karens. I don't appreciate that. Mike from Somerville says, Reverend Martin Luther King's probably spinning in his grave. He gave his life fighting segregation, and now minorities are self-segregating. Well, liberals are self-segregating, but I agree with you, man. Trina from Elkmont. Oh, yeah, Ben Carson, she points out, should be an inspiration to the black community and to everyone, really. I agree with that. Daryl from Huntsville, the predictable left, starting to fire up the victims. It's an election cycle. And then Richard from Madison is brand spanking new in the text line. We're glad to have you, buddy. All right, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Coming right back with State Representative Susan DeBose. Y'all stay tuned.